Stephen Hill from BET is on the phone. I hear you did a really great job last night to send Prince off on BET and your two-hour special.
Yeah, we had a great celebration of his life and music and just had a good time with the studio audience and folks around the country and around the world, actually. He's an icon. He's a visionary musical legend.
Yeah, you're a big fan. We've watched Prince a number of times together.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories actually was with 1994. The NBA All Star Game was in Minneapolis, and when I was working with your show, we all went up there, and he had us over to Paisley Park. Yeah. We thought we were going to hear some music in the studio, and all of a sudden, Prince would like to see you in his private sanctum. And me and you looked at each other. We're like, oh, we going upstairs?
Yep.
Yep, and we went upstairs, and I don't remember much except it just seemed to be like there was rugs. There was these plush rugs everywhere.
Yeah.
And I, as a Prince freak, I was like, let me look around. Oh, this heart-shaped mirror right there. And the thing I remember most is he had a VHS copy of his 1988 Love Sexy Tour over to the right by the stereo. I was like, if I could only steal that. If I could only walk out of here. If I get out of here.
The room kind of looked like a scene from Purple Rain.
It did.
Backstage,
it
was, you know, like, like the phone was covered in purple, purple something. I don't know what it was, and it was a small room, and he had on this tight jumpsuit with the back off, and his heels.
Yes, he did.
He had his. And the back was all out, and the back came down almost to the top of the. And he walked from one end of the room to the other, and we looked at each other because we were looking at Prince.
Yes. And then we were talking, because there was other people there, and he talked, and then he disappeared and came back and had something else on.
he sure did.
He changed clothes.
He changed clothes on us.
He did, but man, and then you know, he put on one of his legendary live performances that night back in Paisley Park. And let's be clear, no one approaches the musicianship live that Prince does.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of your listeners were able to see at least clips, if not the whole show, of him doing his piano on a microphone. How many people can thrill an arena with just a piano and a microphone?
I remember that night he was performing, and he didn't like the way it was sounding. So he stopped the music and he went to the sound booth and he adjusted some things and he came back. Okay, I'm ready.
He's doing the sound mix himself.
He was playing and mixing himself. He was mixing himself. It was amazing. It was amazing. We talked with Mike Phillips.
Oh yeah,
and he was talking about the work ethic and how he would rehearse all day for hours and hours and hours. I never saw him eat. How was his health? Because I never saw him take water on stage. And all the concerts I've seen, he works a long time. I never saw him leave the stage, you know, at an after party where he play 4 or 5 hours till the sun comes up. But I never saw him eat, and I never saw him drink.
So I've actually had dinner with him a couple of times. Very, very strict vegan, first of all. But the food was always... It was, I don't know how to say it, except he had chefs that prepared his food with love, and it always looked flowery. It always looked as good as it tasted, but it was strict vegan and nothing but water.
That sounds familiar. just saying.
And he had a hip operation?
So he had a bad hip probably about 6 or 7 years ago, and from what I understand, he did actually have that. He had that fixed, and so he was able to have more mobility toward you know, in the last few years.
Did he have a replacement or just surgery on the hip?
So I don't know the specifics, mm-hmm. but I do know that there was a bad hip, and all of a sudden there wasn't a bad hip anymore.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to president of programming of BET, Stephen Hill, and Stephen Hill is, like, for most of his life, has been a major music fan, and or all of his life, I should say. And one of the things that Steve put on Instagram yesterday, Tom, was his ticket to the Prince concert in 1982.
Yes, January 31st, I think it was, 1982. Capitol Center, for all you folks in D.C. I mean, that was the place. That was the place, and it was his first big arena show. And the time opened up, and he came out with Uptown and just thrilled the arena. D.C. was always a very, very strong market for Prince. The thing I remember most about the show is that when he did Controversy, people up jamming. He did Controversy. He started doing the Lord's Prayer in the middle of Controversy, like he does on the record. Like half the arena was like, "Oh, I gotta sit down now. I can't be party. I can't party during the Lord's Prayer." And by the way, but the funny thing was to watch. As soon as he finished the Lord's Prayer, everybody jumped right on back up. But he had this great, you know. Obviously, Prince was able to mix, you know, the sex and the salvation, and put them sometimes on the same record because, you know, not many people are expressing that, both parts of their personality that way in music. And Prince was the first one to come along. Now people do it all the time, but you got to remember, Prince was really the first.
He was a Jehovah's Witness. And he go door to door on Saturdays?
So I understand there were two different things. One, he would go door to door, but other times he would do it because you don't have to go door to door. You just have to have the message with people. And so sometimes he would have a gathering at his house and just have all of a sudden there'd be a group of people, and he would take the conversation in that direction. Like, would you rather be a leader or a follower? And then whatever answer you'd give, he'd go down that path and about, you know, messaging for Jehovah's Witness. But I think, as I understand it, Larry Graham turned him onto that, and it was a very, very large part of his life. There were very few people more spiritual than Prince.
And how did you respond to that question?
Depends on what song's playing.
Okay.
he married twice.
Yes. Maite, who was married to, I think, mid-90s through 99, and then Manuela a little bit after that.
And they did have a baby, but the baby did, Maite and Prince had a baby, but it did not survive long, is the word, right?
Yes. In 1996, I remember, because there was a gathering at Paisley Park when Emancipation came out, and one of the things I remember clearly is Maite coming out full on, probably 6 or 7 months pregnant, just beaming the kind of glow that women get. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the baby did not survive.
Mm. And how much music do you think he had in the vault? How long will we be hearing new Prince music?
We will be hearing new Prince, you know, depending on what the estate does and how they arrange it. If that was his wishes, we'll be hearing new Prince music for a very, very long
time.
I mean, he never wasn't in the studio. Music flowed through him. Sometimes you have conversations. It's not something I do. It's something that I have to do. Mm. The output, especially kind of 82 to 88, was enormous, just to put stuff he could put out. That's part of what he was frustrated with the record company system, because the record company system has it so you can only put out one record a year, then you tour on that record, you sell that record to tour.
And meanwhile, he's just record. Stackpiling all these songs.
He's like, I know I put that record out, but it's Thursday now. I'm ready to go again.
All right, yeah. Stephen Hill. I'll see you tomorrow. I know what you're going to do tomorrow for Represent Night.
I just ordered my heels, my short
stop
heels
it.
With the zipper
stop
on the
it.
Side.
Get out, oh, yeah. Get that out of my
oh, yeah.
head.
Oh yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. Can you just order me one more can of Activator? I'm sorry, I'm talking to my sister. One more can of Activator would be great. Thank you.
Appreciate that. BET Stephen Hill. Later, man. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you